Okay, that sounds interesting. Now, have you, from any projections you have or any, projections you're looking at in the future, do you see a surge coming up right now where you think that things are going to increase a little bit on your end?
Well, we're firm believers in prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So we've done everything we can to be prepared for a surge. We hope we won't see one, but we expect there will be one, probably still a few weeks out from where we are right now. We're hoping that all of the steps that the governor and the president have asked everyone to take will be a positive effect, at least locally, so that we don't have a big spike and that we're able to manage that surge.
How do you feel those warnings have been heeded by the public?
Well, I kind of have a mixed bag of opinion on that. If you look at Main Street and Conway Village during the day, traffic is super, super light.
I've seen that.
But when I go to the grocery store or Lowe's or Home Depot, they're quite busy. In fact, I would say they're even busier than normal. And it's really hard to maintain social distancing and all of those things we're supposed to be doing in that environment.
Right. Those aisles aren't 8 feet apart.
No, it's tough. It's a tough thing to do, is that social distancing within the stores, for sure.
I think Gino has some questions coming in on the text line.
Yeah, one question came in, and again, if anybody listening has any questions at all, please feel free. Text us, 603-356-9145. This one came in when you guys were talking earlier about the equipment and what you look like. Was there any new training, Chief Solomon, that you and your team had to go through for COVID-19, or was it kind of business as usual, but now? And then have you been called out to anybody's house for COVID-19, if you can answer that or not?
Yeah, so generally, all of our people have training in the use of this PPE anyway, including use of the PAPRs. But we did have to kind of modify the procedures we were used to using specifically for this incident, and then, roll that out as training for everyone. Not huge modifications, but enough that we trained, if you remember a few years ago, there was a concern about Ebola.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we did a very specific training for protecting people for that in case we had any cases show up in our area. And we had to change how you dress in this PPE for this because it's not the same type of virus. So we did do some extra training for that. And we have definitely been to people's houses where we believe there was COVID-19 present. Unfortunately, testing is still kind of a weak point here. So we don't know for sure if these patients had COVID-19 or not, but they certainly had all the symptoms and risk factors.
Interesting. Okay, let's see if we can get another question here before we take a quick break. So this came in earlier. Do you feel like you're prepared if there is a surge, a quote-unquote, came in, surge in the next few weeks?
I think we are. We keep very close communications with Memorial Hospital. They have been just doing a great job doing everything that's possible to be done to be prepared for a surge. And we've done the best we can here to be ready for it. So now it's just kind of sit back, cross our fingers, and hope it doesn't come.
Right, exactly. And do you know how many cases are confirmed right now? I haven't looked that up today.
I didn't see any new number for today. I think it was still 479 from yesterday.
In New Hampshire, yep.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a release for today yet.
Okay. So we're here with Fire Chief Stephen Solomon here for the Conway Fire Department, Gino Devaney and Greg Frizzell here on 93.5 WMWV Magic 104. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and then come back with Chief Solomon and see if we have any final questions. And our news sponsorship is brought to you by Johnson's Auto Care. Currently, Johnson's is a limiting business hours and modifying procedures to keep their customers and staff safe. They're still open for service, repairs, and tires. Call them or email them, service@johnsonsautocare.com. Johnson's Auto Care with 32 North Conway. Visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. Here's the news. Greg Frizzell here with you on 93.5 WMWV and Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney, helping me produce our special drive time here. And our guest tonight is Conway Fire Chief Stephen Solomon. Welcome back, Chief.
Thanks.
So we did have a question come in over the break, and somebody had asked how many people are in your department there at the Conway Fire Department.
Well, we have 35 total members, but only 20 of those are EMS providers that would work on the ambulance. And then we're a combination department, so including myself, six of us are full-time, and everyone else is paid on call.
Mm-hmm.
So they wear a pager, and when there's a call, they come in. Plus some of the EMS providers we use to fill shifts as well.
Okay, so basically, and out of the 35, you're saying 15 of them are strictly fire.
Right.
Okay. So do you have any final thoughts for us here as we get ready to wrap up, things you want to tell people in the community as you're thinking of the COVID-19 virus?
Sure. I mean, it's really unprecedented territory for everybody. And at all levels of government, all the way down to, you know, Conway Village Fire District, we're all working to do our best for you. And, you know, we appreciate, we get lots of good comments and thoughts, and we appreciate all of that. And we just want everyone out there to stay safe.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much for being on with us today. And hopefully you can be back on the program here in the next few weeks as we progress with things. And be well and have a great weekend.
Thanks. Anytime.
All right. Yeah, that was Chief Solomon. And remember, you guys can always ask questions when we have guests at 603-356-9145. We want to thank Chief Solomon for his time, of course. And we're going to have a special guest coming on Monday's show when it comes to drive time, don't we, Greg?
Yeah, Monday we have Senator Gene Shaheen on drive time at just after 5 o'clock, just like we've been doing with everyone. So we ask you to get your questions in early. You can send them in as soon as now, all the way up till 5 o'clock on Monday, and or text them or email them on Monday during the show. But Senator Shaheen will be on the line with us and talking about COVID-19 in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So it should be a good show as well. And again, great show with Chief Solomon there.
Yeah.
Very, very good answers, very concise. We thank him very much for being here. And also thank our sponsors, Leona McDonald and Roberts, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing.
Absolutely. This is Magic 104 WMWV. This is Drive Time.